Well, and let's go down on the farm to Double-A Bowie, where one of the Orioles' top pitching prospects is left-hander Tim Barry. And Tim joins us now. Tim, how are you?
Doing well. How are you doing, Brett?
I'm doing great, and the numbers this year for you, just off the charts impressive. Through four starts right now, you have a 1.12 ERA, only 17 hits allowed in 24 innings, only three earned runs all year, only six walks, 19 strikeouts. And I know you told me during spring training that you really don't look at the numbers anymore. You kind of got over that. Are you checking out these numbers?
No, but now that you've went ahead and told them all to me, now they're in my head. Thanks.
And I don't know if people, I know you joined us in studio. We had so much fun in spring training, but you're left-handed, so I can say you're kind of different. But you kind of told me that you were thinking about numbers a lot, and you thought about the constant run of statistics in baseball, and now you're kind of over it.
Yeah, I mean, that's just not my main focus anymore. You know, before it's like you really want to have a good ERA throughout the year. You really want to, you know, have this amount of strikeouts. You set these goals for yourself, and then you go out and you try to play your game according to your expectations. And that kind of puts more pressure on yourself than you need to, and it takes away from your game on the field. This year, I'm just trying to, you know, play my game on the field with no prior expectations and just kind of let it go where the cards fall.
Here's what I find interesting, Tim, when you look at it. You were considered at the end of last year one of the team's best 10 prospects. You had a really good year at 22 in the Carolina League. You went 11-7 with a 3.85 ERA. You made 27 starts, which is pretty much the maximum in a full minor league season. Everyone says that the big leap comes from single A, high A, to double A, where you are now. And right now, you're better than you've ever been in your minor league career. Now, for fans who don't know, you had a huge, huge fall ball in Arizona, where I think a lot of scouts started really paying attention to you, you know, the Baseball America types, and you had this incredible Arizona Fall League, and you've kind of carried that over right now, but you're not noticing a difference with the hitters, obviously, from the Carolina League to the Eastern League.
Well, I mean, if you're on your game, it really doesn't matter who's hitting. And sure, I mean, some hitters will hit good pitches sometimes, and, you know, it's a game, that's going to happen. But pitching is really more against yourself, at least for me, than the hitter. So if I can really get relaxed like I need to be and focus, you know, then I'm going to pitch well. And the overall results are probably going to be pretty good, you know, depending on, you know, a lot of variables, but I'm not really concerned with who's hitting right now as much as I am getting myself where I need to be and hitting the glove.
All right, let me ask you this then, Tim. Is your stuff better than it was when you were 20, 21, 22, pitching, having ERA around 5 in Delmarva and in Frederick?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a much better pitcher? I know you kind of moved away from the surgery. We'll get into that coming up, but are you much better pitcher stuff-wise than you were?
Stuff-wise, I would say I've made improvements. Fastball, the command is much better than the fastball. Velocity's come up a little bit. The changeup has become just a better pitch in general. It's got better action on it. I command it better. And, that curveball is really good sometimes, and it's just usable some days. So that's really where I'm kind of what's developing right now is that breaking ball. But, more than anything, more than the stuff improving in the last couple of years, it's been the command of the stuff.
Interesting.
That's leaped more than anything, yeah.
Tim Barry with us here on WBAL. And, Tim, for those who don't know your story, it's a really interesting one. You don't find too many 50th-round picks in double-A ball. You are one of them right now. And you have to credit the Orioles scouts. You have to credit you, but a 50th-round pick. Now, that you were considered a legitimate prospect coming out of high school, but you had a bad arm your senior year, but you were going to play college ball on a D1 scholarship, but you opted to take your signing bonus and become a 50th-round pick for the Orioles. And the Orioles, to their credit, they were willing to provide the surgery and everything on a 50th-round pick and give a decent bonus to a 50th-round pick. Explain all that situation to us.
Yeah, it was kind of complicated. coming into my senior year, I started real hot, and I had two outings. And then my third outing, I tore my elbow, my UCL ligament in my elbow. I needed Tommy John surgery. So almost every pro team stopped talking to me at that point. But the Orioles are the only ones who called me a couple weeks before the draft asking me if they picked me and, you know, gave me the surgery and rehab if I would do it. So, yeah, I credit them a lot. They're trusting Mark Ralston, the area scout, who was the only person who saw me at that point, you know, was big. So I'm grateful for it, and I'm glad that they rolled the dice on me, and I'm just happy to be healthy and playing again.
And, Tim, tell me about your yoga right now. Are you finding time on the road? I know we kind of broke through that barrier in spring training. Or is this a yoga-free baseball season?
No, I am finding time, actually. I'm doing it on my own kind of for the first time. I usually like being in class and not having to, you know, have my own program, just kind of follow the teacher. But I've been doing it by myself in the hotel, and it's really great for me. It helps me stay kind of in the flow of the moment, in touch with my body, and keeps me, you know, breathing. And it's really, I really recommend it for athletes and pitchers in general who have to, you know, calm their mind down through breathing. Yoga is a really good practice for that.
Final question, Tim. Tell me about this Bowie Bay Sox team you're on.
Oh, man. We have a better team than we've shown so far. We have a lineup that can snatch the ball. You've seen that. And the rotation is really special. We got guys like Eduardo's hurt right now, but, I mean, he's going to be back soon. And you know how great of an arm he has. Tyler Wilson is another guy, Zach Davies, and Pettit. It's a great rotation. I'm learning a lot from them. And, you know, you mix pitching with hitting, and you're going to get some good outcomes. So I think some good things are coming for us.
Tim Barry, 23 years old from San Diego, California, one of the Orioles' top prospects, off to a great start with the AA Bowie Bay Sox. His next start tomorrow in Harrisburg. Tim, thank you so much. We really appreciate it, and best of luck the rest of the way. We'll catch up soon.
Thank you, Brett.
That is Orioles left-hander Tim Barry. We'll come back with more next here on BAL.